I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so everybody saw it over the weekend. Drew Brees broke the NFL passing record. It was an emotional night in New Orleans. They celebrated Drew Brees. They absolutely celebrated Drew Brees, right? I mean, that was, I could tell, and you, I mean, I could tell, everybody could tell how important he was to their community and how much they were behind him in that moment. That was cool to watch. Drew Brees, you know, there are some guys that you don't like. Who actively doesn't like Drew Brees? Like, is there anything to not like Drew Brees? You can find guys who say, well, I don't like Ben Roethlisberger because of some of the off-the-field stuff. And I don't like Tom Brady because of, you know.
He went to Michigan.
Or he injects politics into stuff. I don't like Aaron Rodgers because of, you know, he just tortured us. And you can find reasons to not like a bunch of greats. Who doesn't like Drew Brees? Or I mean, actively dislikes Drew Brees. So I could get on board and say this is a cool moment, right? Stafford is on pace to break that record. Like, Drew Brees is over 70,000 yards. If Stafford plays deep into his 30s, which isn't unheard of, he could break this record. And if he keeps up his current production, depending on how far his number gets out there, I mean, he very well may break this. It would call for a lot of good health. So, I mean, you could make the case that, oh, that's never going to happen, blah, 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 because you'd have to stay healthy. But Drew Brees is at 72,000 yards, and he's 39 years old. So he's not, and Stafford's at over 40,000 yards, and he's 30 years old.
Yeah, here's the difference. Is I'm looking at Drew Brees' career stats. First of all, you're absolutely right. Health is going to be the number one thing if he can continue to play like that. But
so
Drew
Stafford
Brees
will go over 40,000 this year. My bad.
Drew Brees had his first 5,000-yard season at the age of 29.
Mm-hmm.
He's had four since. He's thrown for over 5,000 yards five times his career. Stafford did it once, and I think you start to look at that number. That's such a massive number, 5,000 yards. And Brees, since he became a New Orleans Saint, has thrown for almost 60,000 yards in 13 years. That's ridiculous.
Yep,
it's absolutely ridiculous. And Stafford's off to a great pace, but my point is that once Drew Brees got to New Orleans, the pace increased, and he was 29 when he went to, or 27 when he started at New Orleans. So his pace really upped the ante of the passing game once he got there. But with, you know, Drew Brees going to New Orleans, Hurricane Katrina hits in, I think it was August of 2005. Brees becomes available as a free agent in the spring of 2006, and they sign him. And knowing, this is why, you know, they had the shot of the guy crying. You know, lots been made of people making fun of the kid, not the kid, but the man who was crying when the record was announced.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to, all joking aside, you got to kind of understand it. He does mean that much to New Orleans. You know, this is the guy that when he got there, there was, not that it was hopeless in New Orleans, but there was some serious rebuilding to do. And this guy gave them an awesome distraction because he was incredible from the moment that he got there. And I think he's a great story. I love the story of Drew Brees.
He's got the off-the-field stuff, and he's got the ring, right? And, you know, we were talking yesterday off the air about the ring, and the ring obviously matters in a huge, huge way that changes the relationship into one where there is a guy you really, really like to a guy that almost gets romantic when that lead player takes you to the ring. And in the case of Stafford, for him to get any kind of a similar response, if and when he breaks this record, and again, he very easily could if he stays healthy.
Well, not easily, but he could.
He could. If he stays healthy, he's got a great shot to surpass any number that Brees puts out there. Who knows how many more years Brees is going to play. But Gator, It would take, I mean, wouldn't it take the ring for Stafford to get anywhere? If he,
oh, yeah.
And by the way, he doesn't need to be an off-the-field superstar because the ring in Detroit, I mean, I guess the ring in New Orleans is kind of similar. New Orleans was such a joke organization for so long.
Yeah, they were the Aints.
But the idea that whoever that guy is that eventually takes his team to the mountaintop is probably going to singularly become... surpass any of our Detroit sports heroes.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I've joked for over 20 years now that if whoever wins, whoever quarterbacks the Super Bowl championship team can walk around town without pants for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't matter. Nobody's going to care. It's like, oh, that's the Super Bowl champion. That's the
guy
who did it.
Wants.
Exactly. If Stafford and the Lions were to win a Super Bowl and Stafford were in a position where he is ready to surpass Drew Brees' total, I think everybody would go nuts about it. Absolutely. And listen, if Stafford won a Super Bowl with the Lions, the haters would turn immediately. They'd have to.
No, they wouldn't.
No, you would winning a Super Bowl, all the haters right now, what they want is to win a playoff game first, right? But really what they want is a championship, because then they're not going to be – the haters won't be satisfied with just a playoff win. They'll want, all right, an NFC championship. Okay, that's not good enough. You got to win a Super Bowl. After winning the Super Bowl, what's left to say?
They'll say they won it in spite of Matthew Stafford. Now, some of the haters, oh, don't get me wrong, I think even if they win a Super Bowl, there will be a contingent of people that say, nah, they won it in spite of Stafford.
I guess I'm having a hard time thinking that could ever happen.
Them winning a Super Bowl?
Right, well, no, not well. That's a whole other thing. No, but if they were to win a Super Bowl, to do it without him being a big factor in it, right? Because he's not Trent Dilfer. He's really good. No offense to Trent Dilfer, or Joe Flacco.
I think you're underestimating the power
of the hatred that lies deep inside the haters.
Deep inside the Stafford hater.
Maybe I am.
I mean, I seriously.
Maybe I'm just too optimistic.
Look at all they had to do. Look at all they had to do, and it took them long enough. He's still got a losing record against teams with winning yeah. You know? Can you think the haters would still be out there?
Oh, yeah, there's always going to be those guys out there, but you're going to find a far less of them if he were to ever pull off that Super Bowl win. But if he doesn't, the reaction, I think it should be great because that's an unbelievable number to hit, and you guys are right about staying healthy and the yardage. But with the way the NFL is going and protecting the quarterback, and it's a passing game clearly now, this is not out of the question for Matt Stafford to be able one day get that number. I mean... would they get the same reaction as Drew Brees got? I'm not sure. But shortly ago, Calvin Johnson broke Jerry Rice's record, single-season record, and that was kind of a big deal. You know, they stopped the game.
For Stafford, it would, presuming he plays and would break this record, would he be 38, 39 years old, right? He'd be late in his 30s. So he's got another eight or nine, if, again, presuming we get to this point, he's got another eight or nine seasons to try and get him to the mountaintop, right? I mean, it's really comes down to, is Bob Quinn the right guy to run the organization? And if Bob Quinn's the right guy to run the organization, then Stafford gets to the mountaintop, and then that day in Detroit could be like that day was in New Orleans. But, I mean, that's if you had to bet, are the Lions going to win a Super Bowl in the next 8 or 9 years? There's one really safe bet. No.
Right.
But it's a team in the Lions' position, a team that's in the Lions' position that's gone 9-7, 9-7, and is 2-3 here, that is pretty much established as a middling team, absolutely will win a Super Bowl in the next 8 or 9 years. A team that is right now a middling team or worse than a middling team will win a Super Bowl in the next 8 or 9 years. It's real easy to say it won't be the Lions for any Detroiters.
They have to win the Super Bowl for him to be appreciated, because otherwise they're just going to come out and say those stats are completely empty. It's 70,000 yards of empty stats, and half of them or more than half of them are padded because they had to come back in the second half. That's what the narrative will be.
That's exactly what the hater will say if we get there 8 or 9 years from now. Unless, do you think winning a bunch of playoff games, let's say they actually do win a bunch of playoff games but don't win a Super Bowl, that would really quell the Stafford hater?
What if he has like a Dan Marino type career where he doesn't ever win it, but
isn't
he gets
Marino
it?
Hailed in Miami? Don't Miami fans, Dolphin fans actually love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they understand that there were issues on the defensive side. Just like if New Orleans had never won, I think they would have said the same thing about Drew Brees. Well, you know, they never gave him a defense.
Yeah.
I think San Diego Charger fans feel that way about Dan Fouts, that he was great, but they never really had a defense.
Predictably, talking about Stafford on track to break the NFL's passing record that Drew Brees just broke, that has Drew Brees and the Drew Brees appreciation in New Orleans is just over the top. We certainly understand the differences, but boy, did it bring out the Stafford haters.
Yeah, well, not a shock.
Please don't compare Stafford to Brees. No comparison. Brees is a leader, a Super Bowl champ, and a great quarterback. Stafford is an above-average quarterback who's padded his stats while not having one great win. Another one here. Hey, Doug, it's going to require your boy to stay employed as a starter. Any team with half a brain wouldn't employ this chump. God willing, he's gone before this. That's from Alex in Plymouth. How many teams in the league would take him right now?
A good amount.
I mean, somewhere between 16 and 20, probably?
No, I don't think that many, but I would think somewhere between 10 and 15, yeah.
Pat Stafford gets the yardage record would mean nothing. That's what he wrote. Pat Stafford gets the yardage record would mean nothing. Hasn't won anything for the city to love him.
Well, that's the whole point, is if he got to that point, and I think we were even supposing there that he had won a Super Bowl leading up to that.
I mean, if it's pretty clear.
If he just plays his whole career and continues to not be on a team that wins a playoff game and then breaks the record, I don't think people care so much.
I would not respect Staffordshire's passing record. The majority were free yards in garbage time fourth quarters. Mm. Let's think about that. So he's got like 38,000 passing yards. So this guy thinks he's got 19,000 passing yards in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 36,000 passing yards, 226 touchdowns.
How many does he have this year?
He's got 10 touchdowns and 1,385 passing.
Okay, so the majority of this production, so more than half, has come in the fourth quarter alone. If Stafford is the quarterback on this team for the next 8 or 9 years and they don't have at least a Super Bowl appearance, it doesn't matter what records he breaks. Well, you know what? That's kind of true. I don't really care that much about that. It's a valid point. Because you know what? If Matt Stafford doesn't start another game but they win this Super Bowl, I'm happy. I'm completely happy. I don't think Stafford's an impediment. This is where we get into the debate is whether or not Stafford's an impediment to them winning a Super Bowl. And I don't think he is, and others obviously clearly do.
Here's an interesting trend as I look at his statistics. In 2012, he led the National Football League with 727 attempts.
A lot of attempts.
An insane amount. Every year since then, predictably, it's gone down. I mean, I go down from 727 again, but to 634 the next year, almost 100. Then down to 602. Then to 592. And then 594 went up to. But then down to 565 last year. 565 attempts last year, and he completed 65.7% of his passes. Remember when we did this show probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, a lot of the complaints about Stafford were he's not accurate enough. He's just not accurate. Right. If Calvin weren't out there grabbing everything in his catch radius,
Calvin
then they
bails
would,
him out.
Right. And I would agree with some of that. And he wasn't completing 60% of his passes for the first 5 years of his career. Since then, he's really kind of stepped it up. I mean, the last 4 years, his completion percentage is around 66%. That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
But none of it matters unless you win a playoff game.
I mean, that's totally fair. I'm actually down with that. I would argue with anybody that he is not the reason why they're not winning. It's total mismanagement, incompetence, bad drafts, terrible contracts.
Well, of course, there's more than just one player on a team, and he's on the offensive side. There's a defensive side, too. But here's the question I would have for the haters, though. Is if he were to win, does that convert you from being a hater, or you'll always be a hater because you just there's too much scarring. You're just too jilted at this point.
I think there's plenty of haters that would continue to hate. Plenty of them.
Hmm.
You obviously disagree.
No, I think there would be, but I don't know if there'd be plenty of them. I think when it comes to stuff like this, there's that vocal minority comes out. Like if we asked Lions fans, and we'd a poll Lions fans, not just people that call into the show, or not just people that text in, but if there was an actual honest poll with Lions fans, what percentage do you think are in favor of Stafford?
Well, this kind of happened a few weeks. Well, it was after a loss. What was it? The Dallas loss, Kang? You said, who's to blame for this loss? And Stafford had like 6% of the vote. But if you listen to the show.
But my point is probably, he probably has like an 80% approval rating. Mm-hmm. I think we might be safe somewhere in that range.
Probably.
But judging on what gets on the air, because it's the vocal minority. Well, These people are the ones that really respond and they're upset about
what was the call traffic like on Monday after the Lions won? It's kind of light.
Kind of light.
Compared to after a loss.
Exactly. Because-
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.